When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Happy Pride from Tomboy X, celebrating Pride and the queer community all year. Queer founded, queer run, and the makers of the original boxer briefs for women, creating sustainable size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies so you feel comfortable in your own skin. Tomboy X just dropped their Pride 24 collection, obsessively fit tested for all day comfort in sizes 3 extra small through 6X. Visit TomboyX.com.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Podcast starts now.
Let me tell you something. I am already pumped today.
George, tell me why that could
possibly be. Because then this is what I'll say.
No, tell me.
And you know what? I will.
Thank you, because I'm listening.
And you know what? Actually, can I finish?
Yes.
I'm speaking.
Good.
I'm speaking.
Let your voice be heard.
I'm speaking.
Good.
I'm speaking.
Powerful.
I'm speaking.
That is impressive.
I'm speaking.
And it should be heard.
Anyway, I want to say that I am so disappointed in myself. Because I think this podcast started, we started it in our garage, much like Steve Jobs or Mark Zuckerberg.
Or Jeff Bezos.
Or Jeff Bezos.
We started this with nothing but our garage and $200,000 of seed money.
Yes. And each of our family inheritance, we killed our families. And when we started, it was DIY. It was punk rock. We didn't give a fuck what anyone thought. We saw the comedy podcast landscape and we said, listen, I'll do a Casper mattress ad when I'm dead. And we in fact cut off all ties to all our friends that also hosted podcasts and said, all of you are neoliberal and we are communist. And not like tasteful communist. We're like going to go to jail.
We're going to go to prison.
We citizens arrested ourselves and the front of the White House and also the Capitol building every time we recorded. And then you know what? And let me tell you something. Last week, a month ago, 2 months ago, cut to our most recent episodes. What are we saying? We're saying, how's it going? We're saying, what's up? We're saying, how's your quar going? And it's not our guests' fault. They come in ready to take off their tops, ready to say controversial things, ready to be canceled. And we say, how's your move going?
I mean, it's unacceptable. And I know I shouldn't be talking about this, but it's the money that changed us. You know, the first million, I thought, you know, this we're still us. Like, I'm still Sam. That's still George. Like, I still am like the stinky one. He's still like the smart one. And then the second million hits and it hits the bank account and it's like, okay, I'm still the same. I just have like more specific food tastes and
you're clean. I'm dumb.
Yeah.
What's going on?
And then it gets, you know, tens of millions. We've profited a lot in this quarantine and suddenly we're saying, oh, what interior design styles are you thinking of? Mm-hmm. Suddenly we're saying like, oh, that's a really tasteful carpet. Oh,
yeah, and then I'll say, should I get this mid-century modern couch? And you'll say, mid-century modern? That's so tired.
And
let me tell you something. I still get it. Okay, I have donated over 0.03% of my earnings, and you also signed something saying you will at some point as well.
I've pledged to at some point give upwards of 0.03% of my earnings at some point when I feel up to it.
To just get, you pledged to give it and you didn't say where. Because that's no one's business.
That's no one's business but my own. My money is my business. And that's.
Anyway, we are now recording from the Cayman Islands. And I just cannot help but think that we have changed in a way that has made. In a way that, you know, teenage us from the first episodes would look at us now and say, you sold out.
Yeah. But, you know, having some time in the Caymans, you know, letting that breeze flow through my hair, letting the sand get between my toes, I realized I don't need all this stuff.
Yeah, I filled myself up, you know, I hole first with seawater just to kind of meditate on what I want out of my life.
I gave myself a seawater enema to learn what it
is. I was waterboarded by locals and they showed me that I don't have to do this.
And I just feel like we can be better.
Yes, by which we mean worse.
By which we mean better at being bad.
We can be worse and have it read as ironic.
Okay, to be fair, I am lost now.
Okay.
If I can be completely honest, I was understanding, I was on board, I was fully in, and then I got lost.
Oh my God. The founding mission statement of this podcast is that being good is bad and being interested in things is immoral.
Right, right, right. So being bad is good.
There's no time to explain.
Okay.
The correct. Point is, I said this episode, bring me a guest that is so sick and so depraved and so kind of outside the norm.
I went deep into the underbelly of the New York City underground to find this disgusting guest. This absolutely rotting person of a guest. George said
she is dripping seaweed and like, you know, like that black stuff that the birds have in global warming. And
I found someone wearing rats as a coat, brought them to George, and he said, they're not DIY enough.
I said, get him out of my face. And then you went and found our guest.
And I think we actually have to bring her in now.
It's time
for the one and only Edie Modica.
Hi.
What's up, bitch?
What's up, you fucking bitches, you fucking whores.
Hey, you gross, disgusting slut. What's up?
Nothing. That was I like that. I feel That's like
good. How are you? Okay, but seriously, like, how's your core going?
Yeah, your apartment is beautiful. What kind of design style is that?
When you said mid-century modern, or I bought a bunch of furniture from like all modern or like all of that bullshit. Was that ever like
Wayfair?
Yes.
Yeah.
And one of the drawers I pulled out, it just came off the other day. I bought it like a month ago.
Yeah. No, the way those work is you assemble them, and each time you use them, a little piece comes off. It's kind of like one of those Alejandro Gonzalez Torres. Wait, is that his name? Felix Gonzalez Torres. Kind of artworks where there are all the all the candies against the wall, and you take one, and each person that goes to the museum takes one. So it's kind of live artwork. It's kind of a live artwork, you know. So each person takes one. That's kind of what the ethos of Wayfair and All Modern is you buy something with the intent of very slowly destroying it unintentionally.
It's really bad. And I feel like, to me, that was expensive.
Edie, yeah. You know, I want to point out, you know, you don't really know George. You guys met literally on Zoom right 1 minute ago. But just know that whatever shit you're going to bring up, he's going to bring up some damn artist featuring some freaking fancy museum. And you're going to be like, yeah, I was talking about my shit. And he'll be like, well, actually, it's kind of that reminds me of this incredible piece I once saw.
Oh, my God. Literally, shut up.
I made a Pollock this morning.
Oh,
wait, what? Oh, nice.
Also, Edie, when you get up to that mic, it literally sounds like a noise musician. It is completely abrasive and not really the tone
of just the thing. Yeah,
wow,
yeah.
Toon Yards found dead.
Toon Yards.
I mean, is that a reference you guys understand?
Oh yeah. My God.
So here's the thing, Edie. Like, what's going on?
I quit my job.
What?
Mm-hmm.
When?
Last night.
Whoa. How?
Email.
No.
Yeah.
Is have it you like heard a- back?
Huh? Yeah, I heard back. I had to text today and I was like, hey, at work, did you see my email? And she was like, I have to think about it, which my mom said she's going to offer me more money.
Oh, ooh, yeah, probably. That's
nice. I work at a bakery, by the way, also. This isn't anything.
Well, I mean, based on the prices in Brooklyn bakeries, I bet you they have a lot of money.
I think so. But I don't want to stay. I hate it. I don't.
Yeah. Do you? Yeah. Gluten?
All gluten.
All gluten. They don't even have gluten-free options at this bakery.
Did it feel good to quit?
No, I'm like anxious about it, and I might work at Pies and Thighs now. Great. I feel like the older I get, these names need to change, or like I need to work at a place that's like a like solid name, or like the place was the Blue Stove.
Uh-huh.
And it feels so lame and sad to me. Like, well, the Blue Stove. Oh, yeah. Pies and Thighs. I'm 29, gonna be working at Pies and Thighs.
Well, I do think that's the issue with these things, is that what's considered cutesy and what's considered kind of like fun bad and what's considered ironic changes month to month.
Yeah.
And so mm-hmm. I think all businesses should change their names every week based on current events. Like, I think, you know, if I were to open a business today, it would be called like Kamala Step on My Face or whatever.
Yeah, it'd be called, and then, the like, Fly on Pence's Head.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, like, you know, next week it'll be like, you know, season 7 of Younger on TV Land coming soon. You know, you would change as the news develops.
To be fair, we aren't having enough fun with restaurant names. If there was a restaurant called Season 10 of Younger coming soon, I would be there. I would be a regular. That would be so psychotic.
Then do you know what's the worst kind of dated thing is restaurants named things like Harvest.
I know.
Horrible.
You just can't. Or like Bounty.
I feel like I've worked at, this is my second place that's a color and a thing.
Yeah.
Because I used to work at the fucking Gray Dog.
Oh, mm-hmm. Classic.
And when I started working at the Blue Stove, I told someone, they were like, wait, didn't you? And I was like, ugh, I know.
If you could open up a small business with a loan provided by the Trump administration, what would you do?
Sell it.
Oh,
I'd sell the space.
Okay, like to whom?
I don't know. I don't want to be involved in a business.
What is your dream job?
A famous actress.
No,
what are you talking about? What is my dream job?
Edie, this podcast is for entrepreneurs who are looking for advice on how to start a business.
Are you not a CEO entrepreneur?
No.
Oh. This is a girl boss only space.
The fact that you like don't even want to be an entrepreneur is so messed up.
I understand not being an entrepreneur, but I don't understand not wanting to be an entrepreneur.
I may want like a space where like I could sell all my friends like little shit, you know?
Yeah.
Clothes.
Mm-hmm. Clothes, knickknacks. Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny? Going back to restaurant names, it's like the two name thing has gotten so hack that it's like it's hack to even make jokes making fun of it.
Yeah. When you started talking about it, I was like, is he going to say Oak and Bull right now?
No, it's like I'm literally talking about already talking about it. Like, I'm talking about talking about it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not lame. I'm talking about talking about it.
It's dead.
It's beyond dead. It's like so dead. And it hasn't even like come back around to be funny again in any way. It's just dead.
Oh, great. Well, I'm glad I mentioned it on my comedy podcast.
It's okay.
George, we're mentioning it. It's like a trend thing.
Okay. So what is, if you were to open a restaurant and you actually wanted it to have a unique and cool name, what would it be?
Edie's Place.
Okay, cool.
Okay, that's really good. I think I would lean in the direction of like, I like the TV show thing. I think, I would love to do like a sort of I think you should leave, sort of like I may destroy you, like maybe like you may be inside here now. Names. What?
You're just saying TV show names.
I would never walk
want
in
mine
a place
to be
like
called
that.
Broad City.
Shut up. I'm trying to, like, I'm literally not just saying TV show. Like, I was saying
you
TV
know
show.
You would walk by a place like that and be like, you and me and the seed, or like whatever it is.
No, if a restaurant was called You, Me, and Dupree, I'm there. I'm in.
That's true. Or if it was called Marley and Me, or Bride Wars.
Well, Edie, I'm excited for you to quit your job.
Well, she already did.
I did.
Okay, stop screaming at me. I think in our drive to be more punk rock, we've turned to hate. And we've
Wait,
let
so
hate...
when you said you want to be punk rock, that's why you asked a friggin' nobody like me? That's
no.
what you were getting at?
I don't know. Is that what you think of yourself
our
as?
Dirty roots.
Is that what you think of yourself as? A freaking nobody? Because
I don't
that,
know.
You need to love yourself.
I guess when it is presented to me, that is where my mind will go.
Edie, look at me. Look at me right in the face. You are a star. You are a freaking huge Brooklyn star. You are a celebrity in the eyes of with taste. Anyone on this earth with taste. And to have you on this podcast
taste
right
for
now
dookies.
Is a taste for what?
Taste for dookies.
A taste for what, Edie?
Oh, that's a good restaurant name. A taste for taste. Dookies.
A taste for dookies.
A taste for dookies. Then
I literally cannot stop making dookies.
I just want to say back to the punk rock thing. First of all, Sam, I'm sorry I raised my voice to you. Back to the punk rock thing. I think it's not anything you said. Actually, everything you said was wrong. But in fact, what it is that you're willing to call me out on my bullshit. That's punk rock. No matter how, no matter who you are, what kind of restaurant you run, what kind of dream job you want, whether or not you did or didn't quit your job, I brought you in and then you said, hey, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
And we respect that.
That's punk.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, should we do our first segment?
Oh my God. I was thinking that too.
Okay, great. Let's do it. Edie.
Okay, Edie. For
yeah,
our
George,
first
you
segment,
explain it. You're so good at it.
Oh my God. Thank you. For our first segment called Straight like, Shooters, we, are going to ask you a series of rapid fire questions to gauge your familiarity with straight culture. Now, listen, you've listened to the pod. You know what's coming. Let's do this, queen.
Okay.
Okay, ready? Going antiquing or joining a fight club?
This is my choice.
Oh my God,
you're
can't,
not allowed to
you
ask
can't
questions.
Ask any follow-up questions.
Joining a fight club. Fuck you.
Okay, Edie, taking a shower, taking a bath, or getting hosed down?
Getting hosed down.
Cold brew Cold War or Cold Mountain?
Cold Brew.
Okay. Uncut, Cut, or Supercut by Lord?
Supercut by Lord.
Having trust in the government, having trust in the media, or having a trust fund?
Trust in... Oh, shit. I don't... The media.
Okay, Edie. Similes, metaphors, or just saying what you mean for once?
Number three.
Okay, Edie. Blossom, Bubbles, or Buttercup?
Oh.
Buttercup. I was trying to remember green.
Yeah. No, she's the best one.
Well, I was a Bubbles head, but...
Really? You
know, I'm a prep. I'm a jock.
Yeah.
That's crazy. No, Bubbles, I get, but... Yeah, I get that.
If you're Blossom, you're a type A fucking...
If you're
cut.
Blossom, if you're Blossom, you literally voted for Trump.
You voted for Trump and are profiting off of it.
In fact, if you're Blossom, you're like, Trump doesn't go right enough.
Yeah. But Buttercup, like, Buttercup scared me. She was so intense.
Yeah, but yeah, she's dark and rock. Cool. She was punk rock, you fucking stupid bitch.
Yeah, Buttercup is what Daria is based on.
Yes!
Daria is what the Stooges were trying to do.
Yeah, Daria... I do think Daria would be a good restaurant name.
Daria. First name, that's good.
Like, oh, we're having brunch at Daria.
I think it would have to be Daria's.
But I think that's like the diner. But I think Daria sounds more contemporary, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Daria. Saragina.
What if I name my daughter Saragina Daria Severus?
I mean, I'm you're not going to see me processing in the streets. Go off.
Wait, do you have more, Sam?
Oh, no, that's literally it for me.
Many more.
Oh, here comes the A-plus student. You know, normally we each do four, but sure, George, do as many as you want.
Oh, my God, I'm sorry. Are you mad at me?
No, I don't care. Okay. Go ahead. But I'm going to text while you do it.
Okay, fine. Edie.
Yeah.
Calling yourself a plant mom, calling yourself a dog mom, calling yourself a cat mom, or becoming a lesbian separatist?
Becoming a lesbian separatist.
Okay. Edie, the first Red Scare after World War I, the second Red Scare after World War II, or Red Scare, the cultural commentary podcast hosted by those two girls?
The podcast!
Okay, and then last one, being a guy's girl or being a congresswoman?
A guy's girl.
Okay, great.
Okay, awesome sauce.
Maybe I should have saved those for a different episode, but I was just, it felt right.
I'm glad.
George, the spirit really took you.
I know.
The girl from Red Scare is scary to me.
We cannot talk about Red Scare.
We're going to get doxxed. We're going to get freaking doxxed if we talk about Red Scare.
I can talk about it.
You're going to get doxxed. Okay, I mean, we're going to dox you.
Don't know what doxxed means.
You're once again... calling us out. You're like, you brought me here to be punk and now I can't express myself.
Exactly.
And we're like, yeah, please shut up.
She's just so hot but scary power and seems powerful.
I do think they're both hot.
They are both hot.
I only know one of them. I'm only familiar with one of them. I don't know either of them. There's two.
Okay.
Yeah, their names are Martha and Celeste.
Hotness scares me.
Why?
I don't know.
I have some news for you, sweetheart.
What?
You're hot.
I know.
Got her. Do you think hot people are hot? Like, do you want to have sex with hot people?
Not usually.
Yeah,
I think
feel
like some like schlub in the back of the bus is hot.
Oh,
who
yeah.
Who has no idea.
Uh-huh. We have the same
you
type.
You don't know what I'm thinking, but I'm thinking it. I think that with really, really old people, too. Sometimes I'll look at an old man and I'm like staring at him and I'm like, you have no idea that I'm like thinking about, you know, like putting wet on you somewhere.
Wow.
I have no idea.
Wow.
But then I'm like, maybe they're thinking it too.
Yeah. Well, old men are horny.
I mean old, like decrepit.
Like dead.
Like dead. Or wow. Just like people who are like ugly or like nasty looking in like very normal much, standards right. are hot. That turns me off.
Yeah, sure, you're very sure, much sure. like a street casting for Hood by Air in 2014 type of girl.
Is Hood by Air a famous artist?
Streetwear brand?
Yeah, is that a library somewhere? Jesus.
I have a question. Now, we at this podcast, we like to talk about it as we're making it. And I want to ask something. Sam, are you mad at me because I was unhinged before?
No, I'm not mad at you about being unhinged before. I was just feeling a little like, okay, wait, I actually think our flow is off. Like, I feel like it's like, I like to put myself sometimes like in the mind of a listener. And it's like, I was like, okay, wait, we're biting at each other, but to what end? You know, like I was like, this feels like we're not finding a bit per se. We're just clashing.
Just yelling. Yeah. Totally. That's interesting. Okay. Well,
you know, I see myself as the voice of the people.
I know. And I am the elite and I always have been. That's the dynamic.
So I'm like sorry. To put myself in their shoes. And
no, you're right. You're right.
Okay. You know, imagine being inside of, I don't know, a CVS. You're waiting to pick up your prescription. And, you know, you're hearing our voices just being like, cock, cock, fuck, fuck, damn, fuck, sick.
Is that what I sound like?
Yeah, Sam, that's what you sound like.
Shut up. I don't even sound like that. But yeah, that's all I was thinking about.
Wow. Well, drag me to hell.
You asked.
Is that too harsh? Like,
it is. Edie, what do you think?
No, I think that you need to grow a thicker skin. Because Sam's being
dreary. Oh my God.
No, I cannot
believe this is happening.
I think, okay, where I'm coming from with it, I did a podcast with my best friend and we recorded it the other day. And I think sometimes whenever we don't know what to do, I'll just like be mean to her. And I feel like you were saying like you guys were just doing that for what? Because you know?
Wow. I have a lot of thinking to do.
Are you upset with me?
I am not upset with you. I guess I'm just... It was a wake-up call that I did not know was coming, and especially on air in the middle of an episode.
I mean, I would also point out, again, Edie and George just met at the start of this podcast.
I feel like we've known – I feel like I can – you know, I feel close to you.
I mean, yeah, I feel close to you too, and that's why I thought it was okay for me to, like, be a little crazy and kind of, like, go off.
Oh, no, I think that you were fine.
So Sam's the one being weird.
No.
Well, Sam was like, it was fine.
It was fine. I just think we should like move and grow from it.
Right.
Like, I don't think it was like bad. Like, I'm not going to delete anything, but I just think we need to like moving forward within the next, you know, hour, we need to grow and develop our skills. And
who do you think of us has grown and developed more since you ground the podcast to a halt in order to criticize me?
Who of the two of us?
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, my growth is immeasurable. I think I'm always making leaps and bounds. And, yeah, you know, I think it's amazing that I'm able to speak so directly and so clearly. So I guess I'd have to say me. Who do you think?
Yeah, that's interesting. I would definitely say me, no question.
I'd say George as well.
Thank you, Edie. My
He's
God.
He's taking a moment to think and like a moment of silence to be with himself. Whereas
I've never reflected like that before. This is the first time I remember being in any way introspective or considering the consequences of my actions. And for that to happen on air while we're, you know, streaming this live on Sirius XM is pretty crazy.
Damn. Well, now I feel ganged up on.
I don't think you should feel ganged up on. I think you should feel bad that you caused this.
You know, I will definitely take that into consideration. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, will therefore consider it.
Well, and that's all I ask.
And that's
anyway,
all.
Anyway, our topic is porn.
Edie, we asked you, what topic do you want to talk about? And you said, porn. Let's hear it. tell me what made you want to talk about porn today, this afternoon.
No, I wanted to talk about self-sucking and just ask, like, if I didn't realize it was the topic of the thing, like, that I had to, I was confused, I suppose. I just, you know, don't get to talk about that.
So what is it? Do you want to talk about porn, like, or do you want to talk about self-sucking?
Like self-sucking?
Do you guys, you came on here?
Have you ever tried?
I mean, want to make it clear. The options were war, porn, and
self-sucking.
Glade
plugins. Just to repeat, Glade plugins
down
was
too.
Beans?
Yeah, I could, as soon as I was like, straight things. And then I was looking on your Instagram, like looking at what other people said, and I was like, that's a great one. That's great. And I couldn't think of like beans was the best one, I thought.
I do think beans is good. Beans is something that has been reinvented as a queer thing in recent years, I would say.
As we move more into like the like queer camping aesthetic and
as
sort
a vegetarian
of,
like protein option.
Like hummus.
You talking about hummus? Or a white bean on like a toast?
I think more of a white bean on toast.
Okay.
As like a word collage, I think that is so beautiful, Edie. I would love for someone to design sort of a framed word poster that said, you know, porn, war. Self-suck, Glade plugins, beans. I feel like it's such an encapsulation of your energy, you know?
Thank you.
What's crazy is that the most sick and depraved of all of those is Glade plugins.
I know.
Who buys a replacement for that?
I can't. So porn, like, what? Why do you think of porn as a straight topic?
Well, I think that's how it like originally was introduced to me, was like boys that I like was obsessed with thinking about them watching porn. Or like
hot.
Yeah, which yeah. I know we were like, we're not going to talk about what we're into. But that's what I like too, or I love knowing what people are into.
When people are horny, it is hot.
I think it's hot.
It's hot when people are horny.
Straight up.
Straight up, love.
Yeah, I think, and like the first porn that I ever saw, like I would just look up stuff like I was a straight dude, like boobs.com, sex.com.
So, okay, wait, take me through this. You were, because I'm a little confused, you were putting yourself in the position of a straight guy to watch boobs porn, to imagine a straight guy watching it and being horny.
That's still what I do.
No.
Like anything I watch is from, or not a straight guy. It's from someone else. I'm not involved in sex in my head ever. I'm someone else.
You have to occupy a different point of view in order to allow yourself to want anything sexual.
Is that
interesting?
It? Oh, shit.
That'll be $225 and I'm out of network.
Yeah. I guess, yeah, just my first times watching it. Or like when I would hear about it was through like straight dudes. Like I remember a kid was like, have you guys been on XXNX? Like in middle school, have you been on that one?
No.
What?
What's XXNX? That's like
it's a porn website.
Like, you could have told me that's what that The Vow documentary show is about.
Don't let me start about that.
Nexium, yeah.
It's very close, I think.
Nexium.
Okay, I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm not
it's
in
just
the damn
a porn
court.
Website.
XXNX is just a website where you go and it's like about Nexium.
No!
It's a website that I made where you go and you can actually stream The Vow for free even if you don't have an HBO account. It's really cool. You should check it out. I just think everyone needs to watch that show.
Okay, so what's special about this porn website?
I mean, it's just another porn website, but it was like someone said it. Like, I didn't know where to look for stuff. I was going on this website, frogsex.com, which was just pictures and like 5-second like video player, Windows Media Player videos. So finding this, like some kid said it at the lunch table and I was like, ching, 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 like remember that.
Isn't it crazy that your first experience of porn probably shaped your entire view of sexuality and you had no control over it?
Oh, yeah. The first time I saw it on on the pay-per-view channel, I saw adult scrolling up and I was like, why isn't it kid? And then I went in the basement and watched it.
Did you get in trouble for paying for it or something?
No, they had this on my dad's best friend's house. They had an illegal cable box. So they got the Playboy Network every time we were there. That's all I did.
Whoa.
Wow.
That is very nice.
There's this. Have you heard of Seven Lives Exposed?
No. Is that about cats?
No! It's like the real world. It was a reality show. But they would all there would be just a guy jerking off on the couch, and then they'd do confessionals, and some people would actually have sex. It was really good.
I do think a market that needs to that is unexplored is just X-rated TV shows that are not porn.
Yeah, I fully agree.
And maybe someone's jerking off a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. X-rated TV show. It's it's literally The Americans with Carrie, what's her name? Russell. But then that other guy's jacking off.
If you could X-rate any TV show, what would it be? Go.
I know for you, it's The Sopranos.
It might be Sopranos for me as well.
I think it would be.
Yes, Queen.
Oh, God, that's a really good question.
my 600 pound life.
No.
Because I really would like to see that.
I guess This Is Us. Just kidding.
Just something so normal.
I guess I would say 60 Minutes. I guess I would say Democracy Now. Interesting.
Ooh, I would do Succession too.
Oh, Succession should be. Although I have to say with Succession, one of the things that I think works about it is that it is so aggressively non-sex. It does not make... It avoids sex so much that it makes wealth seem so unappealing. You're like, totally. Oh, none of these people are satisfied sexually. There's no scene of someone
love.
Yeah, covered in cash, having a five-some. There's none of that. It does not romanticize it at all, which I do think is something that makes it work. On the other hand, show me some dick.
Yeah, I would love to see... Is it Kieran Culkin on there?
Yeah, a little 4 foot tall nugget.
He is hot. I like his face is
he has a hot face.
Fucked up.
Also, Kendall's hot.
You guys are crazy.
Who's Kendall?
Kendall He's is the
main Kendall's so hot. Kendall's you know hot. Who's hot? Cousin Greg.
Yeah, well, I know everyone thinks that, but I still would prefer pretty much any of the other men on that show.
Oh my God. He's in some movie where he plays someone who keeps premature ejaculating, which is
Cousin Greg.
I love that.
What's the movie? Wait, you love premature ejaculation?
Oh, what, yeah.
Is there porn for people who like premature ejaculation?
Yes, it's literally the entire porn scene. For everything.
Their entire scene is set up, and someone's like, "All right, let's make our way to the bedroom," and then he's like,
"Yes."
I could see that being hot.
You have to Google. I Google porn. Google specifically what I'm looking for every time.
Here's a question for you. Incognito window or non-incognito window?
Incognito window.
Obviously incognito window. It does nothing.
It does nothing?
I mean, what would it do?
When I do it, I'm like...
What do you think? Do you think someone at Google is like, oh, she opened an incognito window.
Shit, no one look. Yeah.
Well, at least it doesn't doesn't pop up when you're typing something else into the monitor.
That's what it was.
What it is.
That's 90% of the goal with that, I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you wish you could incognito window a day in your life and be like, today's secret?
Yeah.
That would be, someone should invent that.
They will. They will.
They will.
Well, I mean, no one here has the entrepreneurial spirit as we already discussed. So.
Sorry.
I agree with that. I don't have the entrepreneurial spirit and don't want to own a business. Sorry to change the subject back to that, but it's I remember all I want is have someone who has a business pay me and then I can be okay, bye.
Yeah.
I don't either, but I think I would kill it if I owning a business.
I think you would kill it. I know how. Because I think the people that don't want to run businesses are the people that should be running businesses because they actually have the correct instincts. Because otherwise,
it's like running for president.
Yes, exactly. Running a business is exactly like running for president, and that's why I'm voting Mitt Romney.
Oh my God.
Edie, who are you voting for?
And be honest.
But I don't want to make a joke. I don't have a joke.
It does suck. This is the
for
the,
Biden.
Edie, this is a comedy podcast. You're supposed to make a fucking joke. No, I'm kidding. There's no way to like be funny when you talk about voting right now because it's like if you make a joke about it, you're saying you're going to vote for Donald Trump, and if you're not making a joke about it, it's like really boring.
Yeah, it's almost like political comedy is a losing battle.
Okay, well that really puts a damper on my big show called my puppeteered president, where it's a puppet show about the White House, and the big season one reveal at the end is the hand inside of the puppets. It's Putin.
Oh my God! Did you just do that?
Isn't that fucking smart?
Did you seriously just come up with that?
Yeah.
See, you're quick. You're quick.
See, you know what, Sam? You're quick.
You are. Truly, you asked me. I was like, my head went, no, 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 no. I'm going to say Biden.
Sam's show has been, is actually in development at,
At Showtime. They are thrilled. And honestly, the executives at Showtime are like family to me at this point for my puppeteered president.
Well, they are your. They are your...
My dad owns Showtime.
They are your family, I was about to say. So
my dad owns Showtime, and my mom is the head of development at Showtime. So.
Right, so in that sense, they really are your family. They're not really like family.
And, you know, we did pay someone to come up with my idea for my puppeteered president, but they said I could have
president.
Full president. But my puppeteered president. And they said I could have full creative ownership.
That's awesome, Sam.
Thank you.
That's so fucking cool, Sam. My friend at Sam Taggart works so hard, and I'm so proud of him for his new Showtime show.
Do you guys know anyone whose parents own something really big?
Wow, yeah. I love this question. Really big? No.
Anything. No.
Well, I went to college with the Gap heiress. I never knew her, but
so also an Old Navy heiress.
Yes.
That's very cool.
Yeah, and you know what? Even Banana Republic, believe it or not. Wait, there was one more thing that I now can't remember. But when I was in middle school, I went to there was this girl whose last name was Bacardi, and because she was like in the Bacardi family that owns Bacardi.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Well, Edie, do you know anyone who owns something really big?
No, my boyfriend used to date someone whose parents owned Applegate Farms.
Ooh, fun.
And he also knows someone whose dad. He's in the other room and he might be mad at me. Owns Netflix and didn't tell the friend group. And he's like, oh my God, I cannot say anymore.
I love this.
Oh my God, you're being taken away.
It's just like, she looks like one of us.
Yeah, well, they usually do. Although they have, there's a certain look behind the eyes where every time anyone talks about kind of problems, they kind of have to turn it on and play along and be like, yeah, totally. It's so hard.
I know.
I hate when I find out like stuff like that. Like,
me too, it sucks.
It really sucks. It makes me feel like, oh no, I thought we were all in this in the same way. Yeah. And it's not true.
And you also get, not wanting to tell, but you could do it and just be honest the whole time, and that is cool. And then you can buy everyone stuff in a cool way, or be like, I got it. And everyone's like, she got it. I think that, I don't know. My friend Rick is pretty rich, and he's always just said, like, I'm rich, you're poor. And it feels better than lying.
Sure.
It's always nice when someone says, I'm rich, you're poor.
Definitely shout out to Rick.
I think it's funny.
I'm rich, you're poor.
I mean, just personally, he would say it to me.
He doesn't like tweet it once a day?
No. I always appreciated, I felt like, especially when he first said he was rich, I didn't know anyone else who was telling me, and you just have to like figure it out from like context clues.
Yeah.
Yeah. People would be like, at my yacht, we only had lime LaCroix. You're like, could you not afford the other kinds? Gotta read between the lines.
Yeah. What's the biggest tell? I think it's so, Instagrams when they go home.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, excuse me. Let's get back to porn.
Okay.
Okay. Love it.
Hold on. Can I do something embarrassing?
What?
Yeah.
Are you going to show us porn?
No. Hey, Siri. Bedroom 100%.
Oh, my God. Are you trying to turn your light on?
Oh, my God.
Bedroom 100%.
2%.
Oh my God, Siri, bedroom 100%.
Siri.
It looks like it doesn't work, babe.
It's literally not working.
Looks like it's broken.
Oh my God.
What you bought must have been broken.
Hey, Siri.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I can't believe he's doing this.
This is so embarrassing.
Bedroom
100%.
After we finally are on a roll, after that really scary kind of like part of the podcast where we ground to a halt, to then stop it again,
it's
to
really
try to turn your light on using your phone.
Bedroom 100%.
It's just like, well, I guess like, I mean, yeah, we want to be DIY, but maybe maintain some sense of professionalism. You know, like we're taking up your time, like, you know, the advertisers.
It's not working.
And you do look like shit in the dark.
I'm completely in the dark.
It's tough. Podcasting is tough because my dad owns Spotify.
That's why it's tough.
So it's tough because I always said, I don't want any help, you know, except financially. And and so I've done everything myself.
That's so punk rock.
Wait, what? Did you have something you wanted to say about porn?
Yeah, sorry. I changed the subject. Or Siri,
to your
rather,
fucking,
my
to
devices.
Your light?
Like, I had to bring it up because
we keep talking about our topic, let me do one thing. Siri? Siri, bedroom at 100%? Siri?
Look, I'm stuck in this chair to record our smash hit podcast, and I'm just trying to turn my lights on, and I like didn't want to interrupt you, so I was like, hey, can we actually take a break so I can like turn my lights on? And like, and now it's like a whole thing, and like, if anything,
you
like, I'm...
Well, now,
like, if anything, I'm the victim here because my lights literally won't turn on. Like, I'm literally stuck in the dark. Like,
not to victim blame, but you brought it upon yourself.
Mm-hmm. By trying to be straightforward and completely honest with my intentions,
yeah,
of turning the light on.
Okay.
Cool. Well, anything you have to say about porn?
No, go ahead, George. What were you going to say about
porn? I don't have
porn?
Anything to say.
You said, if we can bring it back to porn for a second. And then I said, hold on, let me turn my lights on.
Oh, I was just introducing the concept of porn back into the discussion. I'm sex negative. I've never watched porn or had sex.
I know that Sam likes the same kind of people I like because I see him liking the people that I like.
Do you have a secret account that you post porn on and then Sam likes it?
No. I just mean like out in the wild.
Oh, totally.
It's always like, yeah, I know what you mean.
I love seeing it. Or it makes me feel like I can like stuff.
But in my mind, Sam likes bears. And then you like, based on what you've said, I imagine your type to be like a skinny.
No.
Okay, well, my guess was going to be like a skinny kind of like one of those ugly models with like a gap tooth.
Oh my God, absolutely. No, like real freak. Not like art freak or like model. Ugh.
Uh-huh,
like a real
okay,
nasty looking motherfucker.
Describe your ideal man.
Well, Jonah Hill is my like number one celebrity crush.
He's That's super just, hot.
It's so crazy.
And I love how his weight fluctuates.
After the preamble of being like literally the most disgusting person you've ever seen. And then I'm like, so who's your ideal man? Jonah Hill.
No, he's not my ideal man, but I'm just trying to give like.
Yeah, I get it. Jonah Hill is hot.
Edie, I have a question. When you have sex partners, are you like, and they know, and like, you're like, I love disgusting, fucking, freaky, nasty, ugly people. Are they like, hey, like, stop?
Ian and I have had to talk about that because he is not like disgusting. He's beautiful and gorgeous, handsome, yeah. Uniquely handsome. but I do like that he's not super skinny and he has a unique form. Yeah. But when it comes, I mean, honestly, I'm attracted to someone's personality. It doesn't really matter what they look like at all.
Oh, that's my God.
In the real world.
Prom
I wish there was personality
alert.
Porn.
Me too.
Just two people talking about an incredible book they read.
But in porn, like, there's this one guy
at the end
I watch.
They both come.
there's one guy who, like, his house looks disgusting. Like, it's like an amateur video. The back wall is like wood paneling. And he uses this one pillow that he humps. And it's always the same pillow. He's never cleaning it. And that's part of it for me. Like, that he has this like disgusting setup. And he's
remember when we were like, we'll do the topic of porn. And the funny thing is, we won't talk about sex. And now suddenly you're bringing
I'm
in.
Sorry.
You're bringing into the conversation a disgusting cum pillow.
I'm sorry. I take it back.
Do you guys get scared of like people hearing you talk about this stuff?
Well, we're recording.
In my house.
No, like when this is put out, are you going to be like, fuck, 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 fuck?
Yeah, I was like saying this the other day. I'm not. And at no point in my years of doing stand-up and other comedy have I ever talked about like anything gross or sex related on stage. And then with this podcast every week, we're just like cock, dick, ass.
I feel like it's all I like to talk about.
Yeah,
so.
That's fair.
Well, Edie, you're very open about stuff like that in a way that is cool. You like talk to your like parents about like your vagina and stuff.
Yeah. What's that about?
Yeah. How
Explain
do you do
yourself.
That?
I like to. I think it like makes other people more willing to talk about that stuff or realize that like it doesn't have to be secret. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. Where everyone's dealing like everything is secret all the time. Everything is a sham.
Okay.
So I feel like if
your
you
one
talk
woman
about
show
it-
Everything is a Sham premiering at Caveat in March 2022.
Caveat.
Oh. Yeah, I think I'm like, you know, of the two of us, me and George, George is the prude, I'm the slut.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. but even in when you are here, now I feel like I'm prude. I'm more on George's side of things. And I'm like, oh my goodness, how dare you? Oh, I never have heard such nasty talk.
I just like it. Or like, I'm thinking about it all the time. I feel like everyone's thinking about the stuff they're into all the time, right?
Well, here's the thing. Here's something I've been thinking about. Maybe not.
Like, okay.
I don't think anyone is in touch with their desires in any way.
Like, maybe people, like, have you ever thought that maybe you're more horny than other people?
Yeah.
And so I think that I feel that way sometimes. And I'm like, wait, maybe not everyone's thinking about this all the time.
I think everybody's thinking about it all the time.
George, what do you think?
I mean, of course, people are varying levels of horny. I understand that. But I also think people have so many clogged nerve ending, like so many blocks when it comes to thinking about
people's
sex and
nerve
sexuality.
Definitely are clogged.
Yeah.
But I just like all these jokes where people are like, real estate is like sex for married couples. It's like, that stuff is real. People like replace sex with other things and then become like really, really intense about it or, yeah, or about those things in a way that is like a necessary outlet. And sometimes like, sometimes it's bad and sometimes it means that they can't express themselves sexually, but sometimes it's like good because at least they found an outlet. And at least that outlet wasn't like, you know, violent.
Yeah. Kill. I was going to say kill.
Me when I don't have sex. Kill.
Kill or buy house. But I...
Although maybe I'm being like too Freudian. It's like maybe actually not everything is about sex, and maybe only sex is about sex, and people aren't even complex enough to make those connections.
Man, I think it's all about sex.
Yeah, same.
I think like
yeah, the, gross, like, nasty
little things that you choose all come from like that, and I just like thinking that that's what it is, and I'm so interested in like what other people. Also, I feel like I'm into stuff that, like, I don't always get to relate to people over or ever. Mm-hmm. So I like talking about it a lot because then I'm like, maybe one person's going to be like, oh, yeah, me too.
Right.
Right.
Hasn't happened yet. But.
Edie, were your parents just like, were they also just like chill from the jump? Like, were they like naked and like talking about their sex stuff, or like how did that, is that like why you're like this, or were you like freaking them out and being like a nasty little bitch? And they were like...
I think that they don't realize the ways, like my mom would walk around totally naked all the time.
And where are like, you from?
Nyack, New York.
Oh, okay.
Both my parents are from New York, but like my mom would stick a brush in her ass to make me laugh. Like, wait, and then she's like, you're so crazy, like where'd you come from? But she would do crazy shit.
I mean, funny. That seems like she made you a freak.
Maybe so.
Wait, wasn't she worried that you would like rebel by going in the opposite direction and becoming like Mrs. America?
I'm an only child and I was obsessed with my parents, like everything they said I was just like, I think they saw that.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. Because they're not... I don't know, man.
Sorry,
my dad talks about sex.
With you?
Yeah, or he'll be like, I hooked up with some girl. Or if I go through his pictures on his phone, there's like...
Wait, are your parents
naked
divorced?
Pictures. Yes.
Wait, go back. Are there naked pictures of your dad on his phone?
No, but like women.
Oh.
Like either in his house or just like... just naked women that like his friends send him or something. Whoa. And I found Girls Gone Wild tapes behind my like Fox and the Hound VHS tapes when I was like a kid. So I've always known he's like sexual.
Yeah. That's funny though. That's like kind of the platonic ideal of a, like Girls Gone Wild is like the, you know, I don't know.
It's the quintessential like straight man, like safe porn.
Weird.
Yeah, like what like, is the comparison? It's me. Like the Friends TV show Friends of porn.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not edgy.
It's like, congrats,
it's just like...
I guess you're a comedy fan because you like Friends.
Yeah.
I mean, the simplicity of it is genius.
I mean, those girls...
To boil it down to just like literally lift up your shirt.
Right. You're not a good girl. You're a bad girl. You're a girl gone wild. Uh-huh. Those ads were so inspirational. I remember thinking they were like the funniest things in the whole wide world. And if I stayed up late enough to see them, I would be like, yes, we did it. And just having it be like, I'm finally 18. And I was like, yeah, I love this shit.
You know, 18, like being 18 culture, like, counting down until girls are 18, it is like that kind of thing from like the late 90s, early 2000s is not great.
Barely legal is very weird. In like when you're 14, you're like, oh, I'm barely 18, makes sense. And then when you're like 30, it's like, whoa, that is dark.
And also like the idea of barely legal. Wait, so the what makes it good is that they're almost children. Like, it's and then dark. Everyone's like, fuck yeah. Cool.
Cool.
Well, I guess I think we've gotten to the bottom of what makes people tick when it comes to porn.
Wait, one final question. If you were to make a porn, what kind would it be and why?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it would be like, I'm a pretty good actor.
That's true.
And I'd like for it to be like really realistic and start out like not as a porn at all. So you're like getting to know, kind of like blue is the warmest color. but then way more realistic sex. And the sex is real. It's amateur style. It's, you know, you're seeing real coming from both parties.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Wow.
Coming party of two
parties. Very normative.
And they're showing, the girl is masturbates face down.
Masturbates face down. Okay.
Because there needs to be more representation of that.
Yeah, so you don't want to kind of have women on screen.
And she's doing it herself.
Yeah.
In okay. front of him.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay, so what I'm getting is that your sick and twisted porn is a heterosexual monogamous couple, and you don't want to see the woman's face.
Wait, is it I'm
really
in it? No,
really progressive.
Are you saying, like, I'm making a porn with other people? Or no,
I mean,
you know
you're,
what?
The, I you're the writer it. And director. I mean, you can star in it. You're casting it, too.
It's a threesome, too.
Oh, suddenly it's a threesome.
And
so there
there's
are rewrites.
Humping. Someone comes from just humping.
Wow, that's
and
so
piss play.
Hot. Humping?
That's what I like. Sometimes George, the more simple it is, the more freaky it is when you really think about it.
I do think that's true.
I mean,
I do think people sometimes move on to more complex things without mastering the simple basics.
So, like, oh, why is a dress hot? But then when you're like, a dress?
A dress?
Hot? Yeah, like a dress. Like someone.
Yeah,
a dress.
Like, yeah, I know what you mean.
Like, that's, you're a freak.
No,
just the
yeah,
dress?
No, true. Yeah, why? If someone's wearing a dress, that's fucking depraved.
You're sick.
Well, I mean, that's, I mean, I feel that way about like khakis. When I see like, and we've talked about this, when I see like a business casual man, I'm like, oh my God, you think you are so unsexual. And yet I know. This is what you were talking about earlier, Edie. Mm-hmm. Sometimes being not trying to be sexy is so hot.
Totally. Like you're just yeah. like on your phone.
It's the Brooks Brothers effect.
Yes.
Something that my friend, the heiress of Gap, Banana Republic, and Old Navy would know a lot about. Wow. I think it's time to do our final segment. What do you think?
Well, first, one last thing, and I said that last time, but, you know, we talk about the pod while we make the pod. How do we feel about this episode?
I mean, I think I did a pretty good job of bouncing back.
You got a harsh critique. That's true.
I got a very harsh critique, and I was not expecting it.
I'm sorry. I was just, like, playing. I just thought we were, like, you know, razzing each other.
You know,
yeah,
comics.
That's what I thought up until the moment when I got my critique. That's literally what I thought, is that we were all playing.
Oh my, did you think I was serious?
No, this isn't about you.
Edie, how do you feel like this podcast went?
I had a really good time.
I think you did really well.
Easy,
I think
fun.
You crushed.
And I think it was exactly the energy we needed.
Yes. I think it was nasty, freaky, punk, DIY, Lower East Side in the 1970s.
Lower East Side in the 1700s.
It's Blondie at Max's. It's it's the Stooges. It's Iggy Pop putting peanut butter on his body and diving into the audience. That is what this podcast is today. And now I think we can do our shout-outs.
Great.
So, Edie, our final segment is called Shoutouts. You know, this is a segment that George loves to hate.
And I hate it. It's good that we're ending on it while I'm in such a good mood.
We shout out anything in sort of a, you know, 2002 TRL style. You got to imagine you're shouting out to your squad back home. So just anything that you like, and we'll go first. George, do you have one?
Absolutely not.
I only have like a boring one.
No.
No.
No. Damn. Fuck. Wait, I thought I had one earlier, then I forgot it.
Oh my God.
We should all do a shout out together and improv it. Wait, what if we go, each of us says one word and then we complete, and then we like make up a sentence?
Oh, like literally an improv game? One
Can
word
we do
story?
That?
I mean, I feel like it won't yield the punk rock results that we want.
Really?
I mean, we can try. Let's try.
Okay, Edie, like generally the vibe is like, I'd like to give a shout out to
blank,
and then you kind of like go along with that. So let's like try it. We'll do me, Sam, and you. Okay, I'd
like
to
give
a
shout out
to
my
pink
juicy
ass
hoe,
which
is
ugly
but
is
stinky
and
makes
yellow
shit all
over
my
bathroom.
And that's it. We did it.
That's a beautiful shout out.
That's a good shout out.
I think that's a good shout out.
Great.
Yeah. So I guess I just want to plug before we leave my puppeteered president coming to Showtime. Hopefully, fingers crossed Trump wins so that that show is still relevant when it comes out. I think that would be the most important thing that could happen. Edie, you got anything you want to plug? We're kidding, by the way. we would
if
never.
You, if you dare to plug something, you will never be invited back.
Do you want to plug something like fake or stupid or like as a bit?
Please go to Pies and Thighs.
So I was going to say, come with me behind them. But I hate visitors, so no.
Yeah, no, to have to deal with someone at work.
Oh, all the
time. I'm working. Not now.
You know who loves coming into my job? Who? Comedians.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh,
I've heard of comedians in cars getting coffee, but comedians in Blue Stove ordering coffee? Unbelievable.
Well,
I guess
Edie,
that's the podcast. Thank you, Edie, so much for doing this.
Thank
you
magical.
So much for having me. It was so nice meeting you.
It was nice meeting you too. Sorry I was under these circumstances.
Me too.
I'm glad we were all honest with each other.
Me too.
Okay.
Someone's
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.